Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. So if you followed the news this weekend, you no doubt saw that U.S. officials reacted all weekend long to the death on Friday of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's leader Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen, killed in a CIA missile attack. But it was another group and another targeted leader who may be as important, if not more significant altogether. The senior commander of the deadly Haqqani Network, a tribal militia group working in Pakistan and Afghanistan that seems allied with the Taliban, was captured on Saturday by NATO-led forces in Afghanistan. The Haqqani Network is thought to be behind the most recent attacks in Kabul. It has been blamed for the murder of former Afghan President Burhanuddin Rabbani, who was overseeing peace talks with the Taliban. Blamed for the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Kabul last month, and the U.S. has long accused the Haqqanis of working directly with Pakistan's spy agency, the ISI. And over the weekend, the leader of the Haqqanis, Sirajuddin Haqqani, spoke with our partner, the BBC.
Dear BBC friends, I convey my salam to you all. Because of the current situation, we couldn't talk or meet up for this interview. I know you won't be completely satisfied with the answers to your questions, as much as you would, as if it was a face-to-face interview.
Now, it's rare to hear the Haqqani leader under any circumstances, and this was no interview, merely the answers to questions submitted in writing by the BBC Pashto service. The BBC, without elaborating, says it understands that the interview is genuine. Haqqani admitted a long relationship with Pakistan going back to the fight against the Soviet invaders in the 1980s. But that's all over now, he says.
We spoke to the Pakistani intelligence services and others when we were fighting the Soviets, but there has been no contact since the Americans invaded. We have, though, been contacted by intelligence agencies from both Islamic and non-Islamic countries. These countries, including the US, are asking us to leave the sacred jihad and join the Afghan government. They are asking us to take part in talks.
The voice there of Sirajuddin Haqqani speaking through a translator to our partner, the BBC. Joining us now to talk about this alleged cooperation between the ISI and the Haqqani network and the possible setback of a Haqqani commander being taken into custody in Afghanistan is Anand Gopal, a U.S.-based writer who's been living in Afghanistan for the past 3 years with considerable familiarity with members of the Haqqani network. Anand, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, who is this commander who was captured by NATO-led forces in Afghanistan, and how significant is his capture?
He's a member of the Haqqani family. He's actually an uncle of Sirajuddin Haqqani, and he's quite important. I would say he's probably the most important person that's been captured from the Haqqanis by the U.S. in the last few years.
Would you say that the Haqqanis are as much a target of U.S. and NATO forces as the Taliban and al-Qaeda?
Certainly. In fact, in many ways, they're more of a target. A lot of the capture-kill operations that have been happening in the last few years have been really focused on the Haqqanis in the southeast of the country.
Anand Gopal is a U.S.-based writer who's familiar with the members of the Haqqani network. Would you say that that this represents a setback and that this interview with the BBC that I played a couple of clips from might be timed to indicate that there's some pressure here and that the Haqqanis want to come forward?
Well, it's interesting because Sirajuddin Haqqani has sort of been underground for a long time, and he's recently surfaced to give a couple of interviews. I think he's trying to position his group as being a responsible interlocutor or political actor, where in the face of a lot of accusations of being just a terrorist group that really can't be trusted. And I think we have to see the interview in that light.
So you're suggesting that the interview and possible rhetoric out of the Haqqanis, even some of the military tactics, might be a bit of a power play to be a broker in Afghanistan, possibly even supplanting the Taliban?
Absolutely. I think they want to be seen as somebody that the U.S. and other sides can deal with down the line if there eventually is a negotiated settlement of some sort.
Anand Gopal, is it credible, this sort of lukewarm denial that the Haqqanis are no longer working with the Pakistani authorities, including the ISI?
It's not very credible. You know, there's a pretty rich body of evidence that suggests that the Haqqanis are not only based in Pakistan, but have had a pretty deep relationship with the ISI that's been unbroken for the last three and a half decades.
But if this relationship goes back to the Soviet days, then, you know, you're basically talking about the same cast of characters, which include Osama bin Laden, who worked very closely with the Americans in creating reversals for the Soviets back in the 1980s in Afghanistan. Is there any chance that the Haqqanis would become a negotiating partner for NATO or the United States, or are they going to remain a military target, as the capture of this commander might suggest?
Well, there actually have been back-channel contacts that have been on and off for the last decade. And the Haqqanis are pragmatic actors. They're very savvy at trying to situate themselves for a future political settlement. So I think it's very likely that they would be involved in some sort of deal at some point.
Do you think that the Haqqanis can deliver the Taliban, in a sense that if there was an agreement negotiated with senior leaders of the Haqqani network, that through their military and even tribal credibility in Afghanistan, they could deliver some sort of ceasefire?
It's unlikely. The Haqqanis are situated in one corner of the country in the southeast, and they have sway in that area. But the Taliban are much broader. They're in the south. They're in the north. So I think the Haqqanis only speak for themselves. I don't think they'll be able to bring anybody else aboard.
So then the emergence of the Haqqanis as a new enemy, perhaps not so new, is a complicating factor in Afghanistan, not a useful opportunity.
It's complicating. The point, though, is that if there is any peace deal, the Haqqanis will have to be included in there.
I see. So it's unlikely to exclude them, but they are not capable of delivering solo. So it's not a simplified picture at this point. Thanks so much, Anand. Anand Gopal is a U.S.-based writer who's been living in Afghanistan for the past 3 years, is familiar with the Haqqani network, and we're reporting this morning on a Haqqani leader, a commander, who was captured in a raid by NATO-led forces in Afghanistan over the weekend, and also an interview, a rare interview, or at least the emergence of audio answers to written questions submitted by our partner, the BBC, from the leader of the Haqqanis, Sirajuddin Haqqani.